Welcome back to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer, as we continue our journey with your host, Charlie.
Welcome back. Today's episode focuses on a key part of the cancer journey, emotions. Just one word, yet it covers so many feelings and experiences, especially during challenging times. Going through cancer means dealing with a wide range of emotions, an aspect often not recognized as important as it truly is. Facing cancer is more than just dealing with the diagnosis. It's about going through the entire journey, handling all the ups and downs along the way. This emotional ride is integral to the experience of those like Rose Marie and Renee, along with their support network. Join us as we explore the range of emotions and feelings they experience throughout their journey. Let's get started. You may be wondering why we are spending an entire episode on them. Well, emotions are a big deal. They are the feelings that bubble up inside us, shaping how we experience everything, from the good moments to the tough ones. It's important to acknowledge them, because they can really impact how we cope with everything that is going on. Plus, let's face it, we're all human, and feeling things deeply is just part of the package, especially when faced with something as challenging as cancer. Let's go back to 2015. Several months after Rose Marie first experienced chronic reflux, she schedules an appointment with her family physician. Following some blood tests and an x-ray, her family physician confirmed that she is healthy, providing her with a profound sense of happiness and relief. She can't wait to share this news. As Renee reflects on that period, her emotions are a mix of frustration and anger. She points out how the initial tests didn't include checks for cancer markers or basic screenings like a mammogram, despite Rose Marie's history of battling cancer twice. This critical oversight led to a six-month delay in her diagnosis, a delay that might have changed the outcome. Turning the clock forward to November 2015, a day when the shockwaves hit the ground under Rose Marie's feet. Rose Marie is sitting alone in the surgeon's office for her gallstone pre-op appointment. The door opens. The surgeon enters and begins to talk. As the surgeon gently utters those dreaded words, "I think it may be cancer," everything seems to slow down. Her words hit Rose Marie like a ton of bricks. The room spins, and Rose Marie can hear that the surgeon is talking, but in that moment, time stands still. It's a moment of pure shock. Disbelief washes over her. Cancer? Again? It's almost too much to comprehend. Rose Marie must have struggled to wrap her head around the reality of it all. Cancer, a word she's heard before, but each time it feels like a new blow, knocking her off her balance. She's faced this enemy twice already. In that chilly room, fear took hold of Rose Marie's heart. Fear of the unknown, fear of what lies ahead. It was scary, suffocating, and just too much to handle. She felt lost, and it's a harsh reminder of how fragile life can be, how quickly things can change. In the days that follow, there was a flicker of hope. It's the hope that this time will be different, that maybe, just maybe, it won't be as bad. Maybe the surgeon will work her magic, and perhaps the biopsies will come back clean. Rose Marie's decision to shield Renee from the potential outcome of the diagnosis may be part of this flicker of hope, as well as the sense of protectiveness. My dear listeners, Rose Marie hasn't even received her formal diagnosis yet, and already, within this short time, a whirlwind of emotions has swept through her. Shock, disbelief, fear, denial, and even a glimmer of hope. Emotions that many of us have experienced at some point in our lives. Have you ever been blindsided by news that shook your world, leaving you with uncertainty? And let's not overlook the impact her diagnosis will have on those who love her. As caregivers, friends, and family, we all share in their journey. Have you ever felt the heaviness of a loved one's struggle? Chances are you have. Despite the devastating news of the cancer diagnosis, Hope and fear remain vital emotions throughout Rosemary's journey. Hope for remission, for more time on earth, for good health, to spend more time with family and friends, and perhaps even to welcome a grandchild. Accompanying this hope is fear. Fear of treatment, pain, nausea, losing her independence, and ultimately, fear of death. Constant fear can be so overwhelming, leaving you anxious about the future, unsure of what lies ahead. And for some, this anxiety can deepen into feelings of depression. When fear and anxiety start creeping in, they can dim even the brightest moments. Depression might hang heavy over your head, making each day feel like an uphill battle. But here's the thing, you're not alone in this. Sharing your worries with your family, a friend, or seeking guidance from a professional can make a world of difference. These hopes and fears are just a glimpse into Rosemary's journey. But think about it. In our own lives, we've likely faced a variety of hopes and fears too. Have you ever found yourself hoping for something with all your heart, or feeling the weight of fear pressing down on you? Take a moment to reflect on some of the hopes and fears you've encountered in your own journey. Have you ever confided in someone about your fears and anxiety and felt a weight lift off your shoulders? When the surgeon confirmed the cancer post-surgery, Rosemary likely felt overwhelmed by fear, sadness, and a sense of hope slipping away. The moment Toby called Sean and Renee to share the diagnosis, the full weight of the situation landed on everyone. They were thrown into a whirlwind of emotions: shock, sadness, disbelief, anger, but also a thread of hope, clinging to the possibility of remission again.
Your support means the world to us. Whether you're a patient, a survivor, a caregiver, or simply someone seeking knowledge, your presence here is making a difference.
The waiting period for the biopsy results was particularly hard, feeling like wasted time as they anxiously awaited confirmation. When the formal diagnosis finally came, metastatic breast cancer, it was a tough moment. Rosemary, who had always been skeptical about chemotherapy, now faced a critical choice. With the diagnosis confirmed and time pressing, the need for treatment was undeniable. Decisions had to be made, and with the harsh reality before her, Rosemary had to rethink her previous resistance to chemotherapy. It was a hard decision to face. Decisions in life are often influenced by those around us. It makes you wonder, would Rosemary have chosen differently without others weighing in? What if the oncologist had been more direct from the start? May it have been that the oncologist was afraid of conveying bad news? Or did she really, in that moment, think there was a glimmer of hope for good news? In navigating these waters, Rosemary had to find a balance, making the best decision with the information and support she had. Renee reflects on the challenging journey she and her mom, Rosemary, navigated together during 2016. Their story, in Renee's own words, captures the essence of their experience. Mom tried to protect me, and I tried to protect her. Our ultimate goal was to survive, and we tried to focus on hope, faith, and remission. I have never seen anyone handling cancer with so much dignity. Mom did not really want to talk about the illness that much, and she kept her emotions with regards to the illness mainly to herself. I was on the other end of the spectrum. For a while, cancer consumed me, the whole me. Let's go back to that first chemo session. Rosemary and Renee didn't know how the treatment would go, or how Rosemary would feel afterwards, which made them pretty anxious. Renee packing a suitcase to the first session brings some humor into the situation. Renee tried to obtain as much information as she could, but still, worrying about Rosemary was hard to shake off, especially with all the new changes they had to deal with every day. The difficulties of physical separation, as Renee had to return to Canada, leaving her to grapple with the emotional strain of being away from her mom during such a critical time. Support from Toby and Magda provide a crucial lifeline, even more so when Renee was in Canada. It gave her some peace of mind. There were also moments of joy and relief. The relief and joy experienced upon receiving positive scan results and cancer markers coming down. Both Toby, Renee, and Rosemarie during those 2 seconds of sharing and receiving the news teared up upon learning that Rosemarie's cancer has significantly reduced. This moment of shared relief shows the emotional connection between loved ones during times of uncertainty. And then there were some normal, everyday days that seemed a little lighter and more fun. Throughout this whole time, dealing with the cancer and chemo side effects was tough for Rosemarie and all involved. The fluctuating cancer marker levels introduced further uncertainty. This highlights the unpredictable nature of cancer treatment and the constant worry over Rosemarie's health and the effectiveness of the treatment plan. Renee felt especially helpless watching her mom go through so much pain after the bypass surgery. It was a roller coaster of feeling worried and unsure, waiting for wound healing and trying to make the right decisions about further treatment. The emotional toll of cancer treatment, including chemotherapy-induced nausea and vomiting, weighed heavily on Rosemarie and her family. Witnessing Rosemarie's suffering invokes a range of emotions, from sadness to determination, as they confronted the realities of living with cancer. But Renee and Rosemarie were not alone. Renee's friends kept in touch, helping her stay strong. She could not have done it without their phone calls, an ear to listen, a shoulder to cry on. Sean was her biggest support and knew her most inner hopes and fears. Sean's parents came to say hello on numerous chemotherapy appointments. Renee's grandmother prayed a lot. Rosemarie's friends and family were there too, giving her support and love. From her sister, sister-in-laws, close friends, to even school friends from many years ago. Renee is aware that Rosemarie shared deeper thoughts and fears with others, things she might have been hesitant to share with Renee back then. There was lots of gratitude for the kindness and professionalism of the medical staff, for the moments of normalcy in an otherwise stormy time, and for the progress made, however small. This sense of appreciation extended to their support network, whose presence and assistance were never taken for granted. Toby and Magda always willing to offer help and care. The pharmacy became more than just a place for medicine. It was a place of friendship and encouragement. Even while grieving her own mother's loss, Renelle made a point to check in on Renee, highlighting their deep bond through a shared experience of love and loss to cancer. At times, Rosemarie would downplay the severity of her illness when speaking with her loved ones. It was her way of trying to protect them from worrying too much. It's something a lot of people do when they're going through something tough, trying to keep things normal as they can for the people they care about. What really kept Rosemarie and Renee going was the hope and love that they shared. This bond was key to getting through the hard times. Please join us next week as we continue Rosemarie's journey, looking more into the question raised by Renee's reflection. We spoke about the future, death, and heaven, but we did not really think that death was a possibility. Or did we? As we think about Renee's words and consider their meaning, let's find comfort and strength in accepting our emotions and our challenges, remembering Ernest Hemingway's wisdom that we are all broken. That's how the light gets in. By acknowledging our feelings and challenges, we give ourselves the opportunity to process them. This acknowledgement allows us to confront and address our emotions and difficulties, rather than ignoring or suppressing them. Through this process, we can gain insights into our experiences and develop more strength. Additionally, accepting our emotions and struggles may give us the power to find support from others, which can further strengthen our emotional well-being. Thank you for joining us, and we look forward to sharing more of Rosemarie's story with you in the episodes to come.
Thank you for tuning in to Tumor Tumor on the Wall, presented by Hope Love Cancer. Don't miss out on future episodes. Make sure to hit that subscribe button. For additional resources, be sure to follow Hope Love Cancer on Facebook and Instagram, and visit hopelovecancer.com. Until next time, stay hopeful, informed, and connected.